Tonight's Girls Soccer Sports Report from Monday, May the 4th, brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors that you can trust. Both Kemper and Esak County picked up impressive road victories on Monday night. The Knights traveled over to Denison-Sleswig, building a 2-0 lead in the first half. They would stretch that lead with three more goals in the second half on their way to a 5-0 victory. Sierra Pudenza led all of the goal scorers. She had two last night. You got one goal each from Riley Massey, Kaylee Hausman, and Mia Milligan. Addie Entover, the defense in front of her, was so good, she didn't have a very busy night, but she finished up with one save, as Denison-Sleswig did not get much looks on the offensive end. Esak County traveled down to Atlantic last night, and the Raiders would squeeze out a 3-0 shutout as well. That game was tight most of the way through the first half. Sarah Bontrager would put the Raiders up 1-0 at halftime with a goal with 15:47 remaining in the first half. It would stay that way all the way until under 15 minutes remaining, when Chloe Barrett scored with 13:30 left to give the Raiders a 2-0 lead. And then Carla Blasi put it away for good. She finished up with a goal at the 2:30 mark, giving Esak County a 3-0 lead, and the Raiders would go on to the 3-0 victory. Carla Blasi had one goal on four shots. It was Sarah Bontrager with one goal on one shot. Chloe Barrett, one goal on one shot. Jordan Carroll with three shots. Quincy Herrig had a shot, and Danae Thayer, not very busy night for her as well, because the Esak defense was really strong, physical, and quick to the ball all night long. She would finish up with four saves. So again, Esak County winning 3-0 over Atlantic. Kemper winning 5-0 over Denison-Sleswig. If you missed any of the details from the girls' soccer recap, they are typed up below. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.